Welcome to Local SEO Today, a weekly podcast dedicated to business owners that cover topics in search engine optimization, advertising mediums, sales and marketing strategies, best practices, and latest trends in the digital marketing landscape. Brought to you by Roger Murphy and John Vong of Local SEO Search, based in Toronto, Canada.
Welcome to Local SEO Today. I'm Roger Murphy.
And I'm John Vaughn.
We want to welcome you and we want to thank Kayla Kloss, who's working on our technical aspects today. She's running the cameras and the audio.
So thank you, Kayla.
Thank you. Today we want to talk to budding entrepreneurs, people that are maybe working full-time today, John, working today, I should say, that are thinking, I want to be my own boss. I want to be an entrepreneur. Can you talk a little bit about your journey and let's talk about some of the reasons you might want to consider being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I think the first thing is timing, right? You really have to consider, is it the right time to start something, right? Because everyone goes through the cycle of, yes, you're gonna live, you wanna live, you wanna celebrate, you wanna, hang out with friends, you have get married, you may have children, you might have, to take care of your elderly parents or significant other. There's so many things that go on. Mm-hmm. Life gets in the way, right? Mm-hmm. So timing is so critical to when you start your journey, right? As an entrepreneur. So what I advise always is if you have a full-time job, instead of quitting everything and stopping that whatever you're doing, see if you can kind of do it on the side to see if this business that you're starting off as an entrepreneur is going to be successful or not.
Yes.
Right? And we tell a lot of people, and I do mentorship for a lot of the local business owners in the region, and I always advise them, instead of quitting everything and that stability of income, see if there's actually a business that you're gonna want to run.
Yep. So you want to, it's not mitigate, but it's sort of minimize your risk. Because as you say, if you throw it all on the line, then all of a sudden there's no revenue coming in. This idea of a side hustle, which you were speaking of, might be the way to go to even test to see, is this the right time? Is this the right product or service? Do I love this type of business that I want to go and be an entrepreneur with it?
And at least you're not supplementing any of the income that you're supposed to be getting, because you have family obligations, right?
Sure.
You have rent, you have mortgages, you have a family to support, and you have to have food and shelter as well, right? And plus, you have a lifestyle that you want to maintain, right? So if you're used to that lifestyle, you can't just stop it, right? So see if there's a way to supplement your income or see if you can generate additional revenue and income through the side hustle until you're ready to see if this side hustle is going to take off.
There's traction. I've heard and read this many times where the, working 9 to 5 for somebody from 5 o'clock till midnight or weekends and those after hours, that's a tremendous amount of time for the person that's got a passion, that's got a drive, that wants to try this out and to become their own business person. There's lots of time to do this side hustle.
And I have actually a lot of friends that was doing exactly this. They had their full-time job and then they had a passion, a hobby of being a videographer or photographer, right? They took these side gigs of weddings on the weekends, right? Or photo shoots.
Sure.
And they did it on the evenings and weekends and they started generating some revenue and started their business. And this was more of a hobby.
There you go.
A hobby that started generating $20,000-$30,000 a year, right? And yes, they were having more fun doing that and it was generating and it was scaling, it was growing and people got word out there that they were doing a good job.
Exactly.
So what they did was stop working full time. They already started generating revenue and it was starting to surpass what they were making at a full-time job, right? And they actually enjoyed that as their passion, right?
And it makes sense. One of the big factors in everyone's lives is financial.
Yeah.
So don't put yourself under the gun and get stressed out because of lack of income coming in. This idea that you speak of, John, we've talked of this side hustle, it makes a perfect fit. So you've got your steady day job coming in while you try and grow. This is what entrepreneurship is all about. It is, if you go to work for yourself, and John, we talked about this before, when you started the business 6 years ago, how many hours a day did you put in?
16 hours minimum.
That is what entrepreneurship is. So know that you've got, this better be something you love, a passion you have, there's got to be good margins in it. Find something that's going to make a difference in other people's lives. That's what being an entrepreneur is all about. But just know that you're going to be working for less and working twice as hard. So that's to get the thing going.
Yeah, and especially at the early stages, you're not even sure if this is a real business or not, right? Do you create just a business number? Are you a sole proprietor or do you incorporate, right? Figure that out as well and see if it makes sense to do all that, right? To create your own website, spend money on ads, you know, all that will start taking its place once you start running a business, right? Exactly. As a business owner, as long as you're smart and you're savvy in terms of your dollars, mm-hmm. be financial savvy, right? Know where your money goes in and out and make sure you have margin. Make sure you are time sensitive as well. Once you establish yourself and value your time, you'll realize what people are willing to pay for that expertise.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, really, entrepreneurship is, among other things, being part of your community, providing a service or a product in your community. You become a citizen of that community. There's a lot of benefits to it. So you just want to go in with your eyes open. You want to make sure that you've got a solid business or a solid service that you can offer, and you don't want to go into it with your eyes sort of blinded. You want to make sure you've got a good system and you've got your day job going still on the side. Do this hustle until you've got it up and running and it's you know, supporting itself and supporting you.
And it becomes more of a lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? Where you want to sustain and actually improve, right? So everything you do is really for the purpose of yourself, if you're single or if you have a significant other or you have children, it's for your family, right? You want to support your significant other, family members, and really to improve their lifestyle, exactly. right? Once you have more income or revenue, then it buys you time, mm. right? Allows you to do stuff that you actually want to do, mm. right? Which may be travel, maybe sports or activities. It could be whatever your hobbies are, mm. right? Exactly. It allows you to do a lot of other things. And, mm. you know, maybe it is giving back your time, right? Volunteering and helping others, right? But really, whatever you do, be passionate, mm-hmm. stay committed, right?
Money is important, cash money is important to grow your business so you can staff and pay for your staff and you're responsible for other people's families. But at the end of the day, don't go into it just for money. That's not the reason to be an entrepreneur. There's so many more, rules and regulations, but responsibilities that come with it. So just be open to, I'm going to be part of my community, I'm going to serve it well, and this is something that I'm truly passionate about, not just a, give it a try and be apathetic about it. Yeah. That's not what entrepreneurship is.
And you have to be committed, right? And people will see that. If you are passionate and you actually enjoy what you're doing, and people can see right through it, mm-hmm. if it's just for the money,
exactly.
right? So you really want to play the role of wanting to be a successful business owner, right? So timing is so critical as, if you're single or wherever you are in terms of that life cycle mm-hmm. of life. Figure out when is the right time to be an entrepreneur. There's no right time, there's no wrong time, but if you do figure out that you want to become an entrepreneur, make sure you are committed.
Exactly. Well, I think, John, this is, I know there's so many more things to cover, but for a budding entrepreneur or someone who's thinking about going on their own, I think this has been very helpful. Thanks for your input.
Thank you, Ryan.
And thanks for watching Local SEO Today. We'll see you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our latest podcast. Please subscribe to Local SEO Today and tune in to our next episode.